Everybody loves the American campfire. Don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire. Don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire. Go ahead and fan the flames. We'll gather round, cheering, the party is on.
That's brand new from your Uncle Ted here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, talking about Ted Nugent. New track is called American Campfire from his upcoming release, Detroit Muscle, that's going to be coming out at the end of April. Before that, new music from Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Track was called Human Race from Neil's new album, Barn. You know, I wonder if Neil and Ted have ever played together live on stage. You know, they're from different ends of the political spectrum, but I'll bet they'd get along just fine. You know, I'm a big Neil Young fan. He's been a little bit cranky lately, but I'd love to see Neil and Ted on a stage trading guitar licks. Think that'd be a whole lot of fun. So, you want to get a request on Courts in Session? Well, our phone lines are open. 412-268-9728 is the telephone request line. You can email me here at the station at WRCT at ericjacksonlurie.com. If you're on Instagram, follow me at ericjacksonlurie, and you can direct message me there. Tell me what you want to hear. Make sure you tell me where you're listening from, and let me know your name so I can say it on the radio. Love getting your requests every week, and I say this all the time, I love the deep request challenges. A lot of fun to go to my record store and try to find those on vinyl. So I mentioned at the top of the show, we've got guitar legend Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash calling in just a little bit. You want to keep it here at WRCT. In the interim, let's get back to some new music from Yes. This is Sister Sleeping Soul. Give it a listen.
Where have you gone? Your heart full of song. Oh, sister of my soul. Timid and bright, you clung to my side. like you're 10 feet tall. Gonna crash and burn. When will you ever
Hi, this is Al Harlow with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Courts in session on WRCT 88.3 FM.
I got no time to second guess. All the signs are saying yes. I must admit it, I'm afraid. What should I do? My mind is running away with you. All the one I
inside your smile.
I've never been so sure.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. And you just heard a track from the latest Wishbone Ash studio release, Coat of Arms. That was We Stand As One. Wishbone Ash is coming to Pittsburgh to Club Cafe February 27th. And I said this at the top of the show, we were going to have a good time tonight because we've got on the phone with us right now guitarist extraordinaire, founding member of Wishbone Ash, Andy Powell. Andy, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, Eric. So nice to be with you.
You're in Pittsburgh February 27th. You're back on the road again. And boy, am I glad you are. Tell us about this upcoming tour.
Well, it's been broken down into two sections. We tour the Midwest and the East Coast as one section, and then we tour the South and the West Coast as a second month. So it'll be two long months. So we're starting out, in the East Coast and the Midwest, and this tour will be called Late for the Party because of COVID, everybody's late for the party. It's been, we've managed to squeeze in a tour in October in the UK. It was just that nice little window where everything eased up and we were really trepidatious about touring. We were nervous about it, but we made it through an entire month of dates. So we're hoping it's going to be exactly the same for the United States. And so totally looking forward to the tour.
So we just came out of a track from your last studio album that came out in 2020, Coat of Arms. You really didn't get to tour on that album. Will we hear any tracks from that LP on this tour?
Well, we'll certainly play that track you just played, We Stand As One. There may be another one in there as well. We have such a large catalog that we have to be judicious in trying to include samples from every era. A band has been together like us for in excess of five decades. It's tricky, but yeah, the album did really well. It was very well received, and we'll certainly be featuring the album.
So I'm a huge fan, as you know, and I'm just expecting a 7-hour tour with 7-hour show with tracks from every album you've done over 52 years. Andy, come on.
Of course you are, man. Of course,
talking about the new tour, you've got a new live album. We just started playing it last week. It's called From California to Kawasaki. Where were those shows culled from?
Well, they were from a tour a couple of years back where we literally did go from California to Japan. I think there's a place that we play out there, Sacramento, called Yoshi's. I think one of them was recorded there. And then the other album, we did a wonderful two-night presentation in Kawasaki, which is just out. It's really in the environs of Tokyo. And it's a wonderful venue there that we've played over the years, Club Chita, which is really more of a concert hall. And we recorded there. So, yeah, it was from a couple of years back. But we've been doing recordings ourselves. We record a lot of stuff as we go through. Oftentimes we're recording to just critique our performance or give a check on where we're at. And Kawasaki, it was a specific recording that we made for the evening. But the other one, the California recording, was one of our recordings. So we decided to package the two of them together just to give an overview of where the band was at that moment in time.
Well, let's play something from the new live album. But Andy, why don't you pick a track for our listeners to hear? What should we play?
I would say I play one of the classics, perhaps Throw Down the Sword.
You heard it. We've got Andy Powell from Wishbone Ash here on Quartz in Session. This is Throw Down the Sword. New albums from California Kawasaki, 88.3 FM. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. If you're just tuning in, you just heard new live Wishbone Ash. Throw down the sword. They're coming here to Pittsburgh to Club Cafe February 27th. And on the phone with me, I've got guitar great Andy Powell. Andy, when you think of Wishbone Ash, when anyone thinks of your great band, there is a picture in all of our minds of you standing on stage with a flying V. Not a lot of guitars play the flying V, but you and that flying V are synonymous. Tell me what's so special about that instrument.
Well, even less, Eric, even less players played it back in the day when I started playing. And there were a couple of guys. There was Albert King, of course, and I know Keith Richards picked one up briefly. But it was really deemed to be a bit of a failure because it was almost seemed to be too futuristic as a shape for a guitar. And so anyway, I was in London. There's a street in London called Denmark Street. We had to buy new equipment to tour America, actually. And we went to a store, which was the Orange Store. So I was really going to buy amplifiers. And I tested out a bunch of amplifiers. And I said, I need a guitar to check this amplifier out. What have you got? And I looked on the wall. And there were two of these Flying Vs from 1967. But this was now 1972. So no, they hadn't even been played. They'd come over from America. They were still in the packing cases. The guys had got them out of the packing case. So they were essentially brand new. So I picked up this guitar. It's really awkward because you can't really sit down with it. But I tell you, I played through the amplifier. I went, this is not only a cool-looking thing, but it sounds incredible. It wasn't on my mind, you know. I thought, I got to have that guitar. And So I knew I was aware of them, you know. I'd never seen one in the flesh. I'd never seen one for real. But ended up convincing the management company to front me some money. So I bought the amplifiers and I bought the guitar and I was all set. Because prior to that, I used to make guitars. So I'd been making a homemade guitar like Brian May and Queen. You know, us English kids couldn't afford these exotic American instruments. You
wow.
guys could, but we couldn't. So, this was like something stupendous to get this thing, take it back to my little bedsit studio apartment and just put it on the chair. And I was in love. I had a love affair and it's just never stopped. And of course, you know, the V is now really synonymous oftentimes with heavy metal. And, you know, back in the early 70s, you couldn't open a British music paper without seeing a photograph of me with that guitar. And I think it really sparked the imagination of a lot of players, and they suddenly realized, yeah, you know what? It's okay to play this guitar. The time is now. And, of course, Hendrix picked one up, but, you know, many, many other younger players that came and saw our band were influenced, and, you know, some of them went on to the Flying V. And like I say, now, a lot of metal bands use that guitar and lots of other exotic shapes, but the interesting thing about the guitar was, like, not only was it a cool-looking thing, actually had a sound of its own. So now it's one of the three iconic rock guitars, you know, the Les Paul, the Stratocaster, and the Flying V. The Flying V was probably the most vibrant Gibson guitar. Because the Gibson guitar sounds kind of a mellow sound, actually. They were known for their jazz boxes and their acoustics. But with the powerful humbucking pickups and then those fins, which give it this kind of, it makes the thing sustain. I actually think it's a feature of the sound. And of course, it's a performing guitar because it looks so amazing. You kind of wrap yourself around it on stage and it's got that kind of forward-looking thing about it. It's a very exciting-looking guitar. It's become my thing. And I've never grown tired of them. I love them. I've had many. And I've still got that original one that I bought back in 1970. I think it was 1971 I bought that, yeah.
Oh, that is incredible. That's such a great story. I love that. Do you ever play that original Flying V?
I've been playing this week with it, Eric. And I still have to have some little updates to it. It needs just a little bit of servicing. But I'm going to actually take it on the road with me in New England, I hope. So it's a valuable instrument, but I'll be carrying it with me, I hope. And, plays as good as ever, you know.
What a great scoop. So where can our listeners keep updated with new news about Wishbone Ash?
Well, obviously, everybody's connected now on Facebook and Instagram. You can go to Wishbone Ash on Facebook and Twitter. But Instagram is also Wishbone Ash. There are many Wishbone Ash sites on Facebook, incidentally, but ours is with capital W, lowercase Wishbone, capital A. No, I'm sorry. It's just capital W, Wishbone, and then capital A, Ash. And that's a simple site there. There's about 100,000 followers on that. But then you get the main thing, obviously, is the wishboneash.com website. And that will give you the tour dates. Just click on the right-hand corner, and it comes up tour dates. And you can see all the latest dates and any updated news and so forth, you know, that we care to put up there.
Well, that is terrific. Wishbone Ash coming to Club Cafe February 27th. New live album from California to Kawasaki. All right, Andy, are you ready? You ready to give us some tunes that you love for our listeners to hear?
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, I'm listening to music. I'm a fan of music as well as being a purveyor of it. I've been going on a lot of walks. With the COVID situation, I've been getting out into the countryside and walking a lot. So I give me a chance to, with my earbuds there, to listen and go back over older artists' catalogs or some of the artists that I may have missed, you know, over the years. And, I'm a big Frank Zappa fan. I love the humor, of course, but I do like his instrumental work, still stands up today. They're fabulous recordings. And, of course, a lot of bands back in the 70s, we knew how to record, and those albums still sound absolutely fabulous. So a track that I would recommend, if you've never heard it, is an instrumental by Frank. It's called Inca Roads.
Inca Roads. And give me one more.
Well, I'm listening to a couple of contemporary artists right now. There's a guy called Blake Mills. He's a producer and slide guitar player, but I could thoroughly recommend a cut of his called Lost in the Light, and that was a song that we would play that as our intro music when we would tour a couple of tours back, and just sets up a real nice mood for a concert. He's a fabulous slide player, and but also a cool songwriter. So I'm a fan of songwriters, you know.
Well, that is so great.
Another guy I really like currently, he goes under the moniker of Bahamas, is the name of the band, but his name is Affie, A-F-I-E. Strange name, but he's from Newfoundland, up in Canada, Newfoundland. And, anything by that band. I'm listening to bands not only because of the musicianship or the guitar playing, but I'm also listening to production elements. So all three of these artists that I've mentioned, I like the way that they produce very clear sounding records. And, you know, it's not always the case. Sometimes you might have a great artist, but the production is letting them down. So these guys, they've got it all wrapped up. They've got it. They're firing on all cylinders on all sides. So, you know, that's why I enjoy that. I want to hear a good sounding recording, you know.
Well, that is great. We're talking with Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash. Andy, thank you so much for your time tonight. We're going to look forward to seeing you February 27th at Club Cafe. Brother, keep making great music. You're part of the soundtrack of our lives.
Well, that's a great honor, and thank you so much. We always enjoy Pittsburgh, so very much looking forward to that date.
Why don't you start my entire life? around the ball. I feel good. That white can't do nothing.
Did I be gone? Did I be gone? Did I be gone?
Dead of the vehicle bomb. Somewhere rather than the Indians first on the bell, carve up the hill.
And turn right there beside you. So if someone could help me now, they'd help you too. They'd help you too. See you through all the hard things we've all gotta do. 'Cause this life is long, so you wouldn't be wrong.
Free and free, leaving me on my
bones. I said some awful things and I take them back. If we would try again, just remember when, before we were lovers, I swear we were friends. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. Let me see you, see you through all the hard things we've all gotta do. 'Cause this life is long, so you wouldn't be wrong.
Being free.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again?
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I witnessed Lauren have a stroke at 30 years old. It seemed unlikely, but I knew I had to react immediately. I called 911. She recovered, and we said I do. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke. Visit strokeawareness.com.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Cosmo Vinyl, and all you rude boys who might be in trouble with the judge, pay attention. You are listening to Eric Jackson Lurie on 88.3 in Pittsburgh. Order in the court.
Good evening, New York City. How you doing? Come on, Shea Stadium. You sound like you're half asleep. Come on, let's hear you. How you doing? It's good to see a few people who aren't worried about a bit of rain. You ain't worried about no rain, are you? Rain's a load of rubbish. Don't worry about rain. Anyway, what we got for you tonight is we ain't got no baseball. No baseball tonight. We ain't got no football. They're on strike. But what we have got for you is a little bit of what's going on in London at the moment. So will you welcome all the way from Ladbroke Grove, London, W10, The Clash. Come on!
Welcome to the Casbah Club.
Thank you.
That's the latest from Saxon. The title track to their latest release is called Carpe Diem. Going out by request, several requests for that this week. Just got the album on vinyl last week, and as I said, it sounds so much better than the digital file I was having to play before. Something about spinning vinyl, that needle in the groove going out over those FM airwaves, that just, it's just that natural compression that sounds so, so good. So this past hour has been brought to you by Attic Records, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or give them a call at 412-821-8484 for all the music you need. Attic Records, our sponsor for the last hour of Courts in Session.